Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is John Batchelor speaking with my colleague Henry Sikorsky, Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, about the fact that Vladimir Putin has paraded his nuclear weapons, mobile nuclear weapons, in Moscow as recently as May of 2023 and continually pointed to his nuclear forces as an antidote to what he says is an attack by Ukraine. We also look at the fact that the foreign minister of Latvia, former prime minister of Latvia, is now pointing to Russia saying, when they're done with Ukraine, they're not going to stop. They're coming for us. They're coming for all of us. Nuclear weapons and aggression by the Russian Federation being entertained by not only the foreign minister of Latvia, but also Peter Schroeder writing at the Foreign Affairs about nuclear weapons in the hands of the Russian forces, arguing that Russia is not likely to use nuclear weapons in Ukraine, but is likely to use nuclear weapons if and when it tangles with NATO. I speak to Henry Sikorsky about his opinion of the likelihood of nuclear weapons being used after Ukraine is conquered. Not before, not during, but afterwards. Here's Henry's response.
Look, the general idea that Russia is a threat to the Baltics is the reason the Baltics became members of NATO. It is not news. They're more worried now, I think, because they realize that Putin's, popularity and legitimacy requires endless war. And I think they're worried that they're next. And I don't think that's nutty at all. As for nuclear weapons, I guess my skepticism is there. But of course, it's there less. Once you start talking about war, it can lead to nuclear use. And given the weakness of the conventional military of Russia, it's not crazy to start thinking a bit more about that. It's the very threat that has kept both the right and the left and the Biden administration from leaning forward and giving Ukraine the strike weapons that would possibly, get the Russians out of the Crimea. And, it's certainly what's helped produce this stalemate, which is pulling our punch. Fear of a nuclear weapon being used by Russia has been driving an awful lot of our policy.
More of this later. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.